When the first residents of this area began building bridges to cross the nearby river, they found they often needed a span that stretched over a mile. However, there were many times during the year when that mile-wide riverbed was dry. It was all a part of the rugged early years here. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Summer's for heading to the ballpark, lake, or just relaxing at home. Let 31 help you make the most of summer. I'm Paula, your independent director with 31. From totes to thermals to organizational items, we're making life easier. Need a way to pack the lunches, drinks, and other items for the trip and still keep them cool? Our thermals are great for the family picnic or just to take your lunch to work. Plus, you can personalize our items with names of people, places, teams. It's the perfect fit for you, a gift for birthdays, or summer weddings. Check out the great deals at my31bag.com. That's my31bag.com, my31bag.com. Take advantage of 31's June special. When you spend just $35, you can get our incredible large utility tote for just $10. That's a savings of over 70%. Plus, you can learn about hosting your own 31 event or having a fundraiser for your school or community group. And take advantage of exclusive items. Make the most of summer, whether at home, work, or play. Whether you're on the farm, in the city, or somewhere in between, go to my31bag.com.
Joe Jeffrey traces his farm's history well over a century.
About 1874, great-granddad was a plumber in Omaha, saw an ad in a paper in Omaha that says, "Come to Plum Creek, Nebraska to get our land, UP Railroad."
His great-grandfather came to what is today the Lexington, Nebraska area and homesteaded along the Platte River. That river is an often wide and shallow stream, but it was even more so in the early days.
The first bridges were a mile and a half to a mile and a quarter long. That's how wide the river was. But this river would go dry in the middle of the summer. Fact is, certain times of the year in 1935, 6, and 7, this area, there was no water in the river for 500 days.
The first bridge across this portion of the Platte River was built in 1872.
Keep in mind, that's horse and buggy days. Now, the bridge is a mile and a quarter long, and it's just designed for horses and buggies. But every now and then, there's a turnout built on the bridge. So if you started down the bridge and you got there half a mile, and another guy got in about a half a mile, there was a place to turn out, let the one guy go by.
It's the largest river in Nebraska, yet Jeffrey says you might be able to wade it on many days. However, don't let the apparent lack of water fool you.
The amazing thing about the Platte River in Nebraska, as it cuts from Scott's Bluff clear to Omaha, is that it's actually been coming through here for centuries. So in all reality, the river is higher than the surrounding ground. So when it gets high, all of a sudden our land starts to get wet and then seepage.
More with rancher Joe Jeffrey next time as we travel the countryside. In Lexington, Nebraska, I'm Andrew McRae.